إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, in Islam, as we know, there is the concept of barakah, what we call barakat in Urdu. And the concept of barakah is the opposite of the concept of plenty in a worldly sense. Because in a worldly sense, more is more, less is less. But in terms of barakah, less is more. So, if you look at it in a worldly sense, this doesn't make sense. You know, how can less be more? But that is the meaning of barakah. Barakah means a small something which is less will be enough for a longer time. Like for example, Rasulullah said, food. He said, what is enough for one is enough for two, what is enough for two is enough for three, what is enough for three is enough for four. So if you have, if you get a guest, you don't have to cook something more. What is there is enough for that guest also. So this is the concept of barakah. Similarly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that guests come, they eat their rizq and they get your sins forgiven. Now the Sahaba used to, they were so focused on this that if they did not have guests, we are talking about guests who come for a meal, not just visiting, somebody to eat with you. The Sahaba were so focused on this that if they did not get guests for a couple of days, they would come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and say, is Allah displeased with me? Is there some problem? He said, why are you saying that? Because I haven't got a guest for the last 2-3 days. This is the way the world has changed in many ways. Similarly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you weigh, he's talking about now dealing and transactions. So he said, when you weigh, give more to the customer. When you weigh, give more to the customer. So we are looking at something which is beyond justice. Justice is to give equal. I mean, if a person paid for something, if somebody is paid for 2 kilograms of rice, then you give him 2 kilograms of rice. If you give him 1 gram less, then you are unjust. Because he paid for 2 kilograms, then you are giving him less than that. But if you give him 2 kilograms, then justice, alhamdulillah, there is no fault on you. But Rasulullah ﷺ went a step ahead. He said, give him more. He paid for 2 kilograms, give him 5 grams more. Now, whatever the more means. You give him something more. Now, this is the concept of barakah. Because what happens now, if you give him more, is you are actually making a loyal customer. He knows that if I come to you, I will get a very good deal. There are many stories like this in real life. I know one case where an American lady, she accepted Islam because of this. There was a Palestinian refugee who was working in a grocery store. So, he was a worker, laborer in the grocery store. So, you know, stacking shelves and this and that. So, this lady would come to buy groceries. And every once in a while, she would pick up something. This chap would say, ma'am, don't take that. Don't take that. Come tomorrow, I'll give you fresh. So, she saw this few times. She said, why are you stopping me? You know, I am taking it. If it is left here, it's a lost to you. He said, no, it's not fresh, it is not as good as it should be, so don't take it. But it's a loss to you. He said, doesn't matter, you take good things. And that's how she got introduced to Islam, and then later she also became Muslim. The way to understand this, finally, the other hadith of Mr. Salam, based on the same thing, is he said a very strange thing. He said, if you are facing financial difficulties, he said, give sadaqah. If you are facing financial difficulties, give sadaqah. Now, if you think about this, you might say, well, I'm already facing financial difficulties. You want me to give up whatever I have? I mean, this is not everything, but even to give something. I'm already in a tight spot. My cash flow is gone. I'm in difficulties. And you want me to give sadaqah from this. I can understand if you have plenty, give sadaqah, makes sense, right? So, you have got plenty, you share with people. But here is the opposite. You're saying if you have less, give sadaqah. Now to understand this issue of giving in Islam, the way I explain it is, I say, think about the farmer. Think about the farmer, the agriculturist. Especially, when I'm saying farmer, I'm thinking of our country, you know, in India. In Western countries and so on, you're talking about being farmed with machinery and so on, you know. I'm talking about the actual farmer which we know in our country. Now, if you go to one of these places, I mean, if you drive around, you see so many fields and so on, so it's not difficult. If you drive there, if you go tail end of the summer, just before the monsoon is going to come, right? If you go there, what will you see? If you go into the place, you will find the fields are barren, completely dry. Some farmers may have tilled the ground, broken the ground and so on. But that's it. Otherwise, there's not a blade of grass anywhere. And if you go into the farmer's hut, I've actually done this, so I know what. If you go into the farmer's hut, you find, where is the farmer? He is not here. He's gone to work on some construction site in the town. Because there's no work in the village. So he is now doing some head load, you know, lifting bricks or whatever it is on some construction site to feed his family. But if you look around that hut, you will find that there will be a half a bag or one bag of grain. Right? In one corner, it will be raised up on a small platform so that the rats and all don't get it there. So if you ask this farmer's wife, you say, why does he have to go and work? He's got a sack full of grain that is enough to feed you all for 1 month. Why don't you eat it? Why is he going and working on a construction site and so on, you know, hard labor? She won't touch it. She will not touch that grain. They will go through hunger. They will go through all kinds of difficulties, but she will not touch this grain. Then, rain comes. When rain comes, you will see an even more strange thing. And that strange thing is that he will take this grain and throw it into the mud. So, imagine you don't know anything about farming. So, now you are looking at this and you are saying this man is mad. Because when he had the grain, he did not eat it. Now he is taking this grain and he is throwing it into the mud. So, he is crazy. This man has got no brains. But what is he doing? To understand what he is doing, you have to be a farmer. You have to understand agriculture. What is the principle of agriculture? The principle of agriculture is what you have in your hand is the harvest. What you throw into the ground is what you are planting. And what comes out from there will always be more than what was in your hand. Even the worst crop, even the worst harvest will be more than the amount of grain that you planted. So, the farmer kept the grain because he knows that this grain, if he eats it, will feed him for 1 month. If he keeps it and plants it, it will feed him for the whole year. Plus, he will have more to sell. Right? So, he is taking this and he is sowing it. When he sows it, then he harvests it. When he harvests it, he gets enough to feed his family for the whole year, and then he has got more to sell and make some money also. Now, he understands that because he understands farming. Now, take this and take the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, if you are in difficulties, give sadaqah. So, he is saying, if times are bad, sow the grain, don't eat it. Plant the grain. Then Allah will give you more. And your harvest will be far more than what you planted. This is the concept of barakah. So, the barakah, concept of barakah is based on obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if you are, for example, earning halal, and if you are spending halal, and you are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make sure that, first of all, what you earn will be enough for you. You will not want for anything. Will be enough for you. Number two is whatever you need, Allah will provide from sources that you cannot imagine. Out of the blue, people will come and do things for you and you know. That will happen. And third thing is what people spend on. Allah will give that to you for free. For example, you might say, I have so much money that I am spending so much on health insurance. How about if you don't get sick? You are spending on health insurance in case you get sick. But supposing you don't get sick, you don't need to spend. That, just to look at one of the things. One is to be sick, but to have enough money to be able to afford the best medical treatment. So, okay, I mean, I say money is not an issue. I can go to the best hospital in the world, wherever that is. Let it cost $1 million. I've got $1 million. I don't care. But the point is, you are still feeling the pain. You still have the needles will poke you, and somebody will operate on you, and this will happen and that will happen. The money will not save you from the pain and suffering of the illness. That you have to bear. The money may buy you the cure, but it can't save you from the illness. But how about if you never had the illness? So if you give a, here is a choice. You have the money and you can go to the best hospital. Other thing is, you don't have the money, but you don't need to go to hospital. Which one will you pick? This is the concept of barakah. And that depends on, that's why you might say, well, you know, how do I know I will not get sick? Because this is where the faith comes in. Because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Example of the farmer. How does the farmer know when he plants, crop will come? Because this is farming. He knows that, he understands farming. So when he's throwing the grain into the mud, he's not wasting it, he's planting it. It looks to me like throwing, but he's planting it. And so also with regard to the concept of barakah, when we give charity, when we give to people, when we give to others, it is planting, it is sowing. And what comes from there will come both in material terms and in terms which are not material, which is your safety, which is the safety of your family, which is your good health, inshallah, right? And your business or whatever it is, you get benefit in that, and so on and so forth. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever there is. This is the concept of barakah in Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand it and to practice it, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.